This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're accessing and adjusting the control panel of your mind-body system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. It's time to take a moment and drop inside and become present with you. You're listening to this episode because you want to make some changes. You want to become a better person, perhaps. You want to release some weight, change some habits and behaviors, and the very best way to do that is deep inside, at the roots, at the causes. Because deep inside ourselves, at that place where our desires live, at that place where our deepest core beliefs are, that's where we can make the changes, and that's why we allow ourselves to gently allow all of those thoughts and worries, the clutter in our mind from the day, to gently fade away, to disappear as if they were blown away like a bit of steam in the wind. The to-do list, the feelings, they just fade away as we become more and more aware of our inner experience, more and more aware of our body, of our torso, and the deepest level of awareness within our torso, within our heart, within our center, that's available to us now, with simply a feeling and attitude of openness and acceptance for whatever we find. Physical sensation, feelings, movement, awareness itself. Whatever we find, we welcome. We're open to. And in this place, we can simply set our intent for the highest and the best for us and those around us. We can set our intent that today on this episode, as we listen now, that we have a breakthrough or that something happens that serves the highest and the best for us. Sometimes we consciously know what that is, and other times we haven't got a clue. And when we gently surrender to that not knowing, and we open to both what we expect and what surprises us, that's when the magic happens. Right here, right now. We're on episode 101 today of Inside Out Weight Loss, and I want to take this opportunity to thank all of you. I don't even know how many of you there are, but I do know that Inside Out Weight Loss has been downloaded over 2 million times. And I do know that there are over 1,800 members of the Inside Out Weight Loss Yahoo group, which is a listener-run group to support and be supported, to make buddies, and to share your journey. Because the research clearly shows that we're most successful when we build a community around our efforts. And on today's episode, we're going to go deeper into the simple keys to lasting weight loss. In other words, there are a few things that must be present, that must be part of your program if you want the results to last for a lifetime. Because if you're like me, this go on a diet with great enthusiasm thing and then regain the weight sometime afterwards in a crash of disappointment, that's really old. And it's really hard after a while to get any enthusiasm at all for it. It wears out. We want a solution that lasts. But you know, I've actually discovered that so much more than a lasting solution is possible. If you listen to the last episode, or if you've been a listener for a while, you'll know that Inside Out Weight Loss is about deep weight loss. It's about addressing the causes so that the solution not only benefits our waistlines, but also the rest of our lives. And if you don't believe that yet, just follow the program. You'll get what I'm talking about. Today, I actually want to start by sharing just a few of the many messages that I receive from listeners telling me how your lives have been transformed through this program. And I want to thank you so deeply for letting me know, because these messages are like guideposts to me, pointing me forward, telling me to continue on this path, to open my heart even further and do even more to help end the weight struggle. So thank you. Here's a message. It reads, I realize now that Renee is right. I was very skeptical at first. I can lose weight permanently, and I am naturally slender. I can change my limiting beliefs and my cycle of self-punishment torture related to my body and food. And it isn't even that hard, actually. It's easy. I just didn't know certain things before, didn't have certain tools, didn't have the right help. But now I do. Thank God. And thank you for writing. Here's another one. I want to thank you for all you've done because I just feel so free. And that's from Lori O'Connor. Shelley writes, I can't thank you enough for your Inside Out weight loss podcast that I'm finding so inspiring on many levels. Having already lost 10 pounds is great, and I'm truly thankful that you made freeing the weight struggle your personal mission. I also wanted to say to you, you must have heard this before, that I think your coaching methods would apply equally well to other areas of struggle. My partner and father of our two young children is battling against cancer. I found the IOWL Plateau episode has helped me to bring some positive light on his latest scan results, which showed that the mets have stabilized rather than shrunk. Thank you, Shelley, for writing, and I'm sending positive energy to you and your partner during this challenging time. Angela writes that ever since she started listening to the podcast, she stopped binging. She writes, I've lost the desire to eat and I'm constantly checking in with myself. Yesterday was Thanksgiving. You know what that means. It was a huge breakthrough day for me because I, for one, did not binge at dinner. And for two, I didn't pick at food while dinner was cooking, even though I was surrounded by so many of my favorite foods and everyone else was picking. I had a very small portion of food, which I couldn't even finish. I couldn't get over the fact that I didn't have the desire to be as stuffed as the turkey. This is huge for me. I wanted to thank you so much for your podcast. I apply your advice to techniques to all areas of my life. You've really made a huge difference, and I'm spreading the word. I truly thought I was a lost cause, that I couldn't lose weight because my parents were overweight, I have a slow metabolism, etc., etc. I used every reason and excuse. Thank you. And thank you, Angela. I'm so happy you shared that. And then Kelly writes, this is great, she writes, my name is Kelly and I live in Sydney, Australia. I listen to your show all the time and I'm proud to say I've lost 64 kilograms. Well, 64 kilograms is over 140 pounds, which is just over half my body weight, she writes. And she writes, I find your Inside Out weight loss podcast inspirational and it has helped me to keep persevering with the journey. The biggest standout for me is that weight loss is a mental process that will work over time if we change our thinking to weight loss and move away from vigorous diets and calorie counting. Just wanted to share my part of my journey in the hope that I can help others too. And if you're interested to see before and after pics of Kelly, she has so kindly shared them, and they're available on my blog at personallifemedia.com/Renee, R-E-N-E-E. And I share those comments so that you know what's possible. And if you're interested in hearing more about other people's journeys, check out some of the comments posted on my blog and check out some of the 5-star reviews on iTunes as well. Of course, if you want to share your own 5-star review on iTunes while you're there, I would be delighted. I want to share with you now, we talked about last time on episode 100, two of the keys to lasting weight loss, that it has to be easy and it has to be pleasure-based. And today I want to share with you 3 more keys to make weight loss last. Right now, it's time for a break. To support our sponsors, you're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss on Personal Life Media. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and we'll be right back.
This is Lisa Cook of Family History, Genealogy Made Easy. Have you ever wondered who your ancestors were? Finding your family history has never been easier or more rewarding. Get the tools that will deliver success along with inspiring stories of family discovery on my weekly show, Family History, Genealogy Made Easy, on personallifemedia.com.
We're back now. Before the break, we were talking about the keys to making weight loss last. In fact, last episode, we talked about how it's actually possible to make it last, which a lot of people don't know. On the one hand, we hope that it's possible, but on the other hand, it's so darn discouraging when we try again and again and go through that same yo-yo cycle and see other people do the same thing. So last time we talked about the fact that it has to be easy and it has to be pleasure-based, that naturally slender people actually, believe it or not, do not live a life of deprivation, no. And it isn't that they were blessed at birth with the metabolism from the gods, or they're ectomorphs or endomorphs or whatever the heck that body type thing is. No, 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 no. It's that they're pleasure seekers. Crazy. But we've talked about that before, so we won't go over it today. So any program that's going to create lasting weight loss, any plan, any way that you go about it, must recognize that we overeat for good reasons, that we're getting something out of it, or we wouldn't do it. Now, what we may get out of it is something about in the moment. Perhaps it distracts us from some pain. We may get something out of being overweight. There was a dialogue on the Inside Out Weight Loss Yahoo group recently about safety, about how being overweight works really effectively to get less unwanted advances from the opposite sex. Like it or not, it works. And so if for you being slim means having to deal with a lot of unwanted advances and not knowing how to deal with them, for some people, it's even not trusting yourself to deal with them and stay faithful to someone that you really love. Or it could be being afraid of not being able to handle these advances. And maybe weight has been your solution. I remember reading in Clotaire Rapaille's book how he says that weight's not a problem, it's a solution. So if you really want to end your weight struggle, which for many people means losing weight, but for other people, it means simply feeling good about yourself, whatever the weight is. And to that, I say, amen, yes. Lose weight or not, that's a great place to be. We have to recognize that the weight is there for a reason. It's serving a purpose. And if we try to change our behavior and stop having that solution to whatever the cause is, then it's never going to last. Let me say that another way. If we try to change the behavior without addressing the cause, then the behavior change will not stick. It will be willpower-based. It will be white-knuckle-based. You know, when you clench your fists so tightly that the knuckles turn white? Another way of saying it is that if you want weight loss to last, you have to be more relaxed while losing weight than you ever were while overeating. More relaxed. Imagine that. Can you imagine that? What a concept that is. To be even more relaxed within yourself as you are eating well and taking good care of yourself than you ever were being overweight. Now, how could you get there? Aha, isn't that what Inside Out Weight Loss is all about? And again, the first step is recognizing that you overeat or that you're overweight for really good, valid reasons. Once you understand those reasons, that overeating is perhaps, for example, a way to give yourself a break from a relentless to-do list at the end of the day when you really want to relax, but you tell yourself to go do that much more, or it's a way to keep you safe. Or it's a way to bond with someone important in your life, like your parents or someone else who's overweight. Or perhaps multiple of these reasons. A few episodes ago, we were talking about Vicky's question, which said that her grandma had called her a big girl. So perhaps for her, being a big girl was a way to bond with her grandma. So we recognize these reasons and we call them positive intent, the gift, the positive intent that our weight is trying to give us. Now, then we say, okay, well, you want me to be safe. You want me to be happy. You want me to relax. And actually, this method of overeating is kind of sort of working, but there are actually other ways that would work way better. Now, you may not even know what those other ways are yet, but they're there. If there were ways that worked way better than what you'd been doing to get that same positive outcome, that same safety or protection or relaxation or whatever it is, ways that worked way better, then I'm betting that eating till it hurts would become a little less appealing. In fact, you'd think about eating till it hurts or eating until you felt really lethargic and sluggish as an unpleasant experience. And then you'd start to think about eating when you're truly hungry and think, oh gosh, now that's a pleasant experience. I really love eating when I'm truly hungry because it's as if the flavors come so much more alive to me and there's so much more enjoyment as I'm in the process of eating this food when I eat it on an empty stomach, when I eat it when I'm truly hungry. Wow, who knew? No one told me that. That the first chocolate tastes 1,000 times better than the last chocolate in the box. But it does. Okay, so that's number 3 on our list of 5 today. Now, what's number 4? Number 4 on the list of things that have to be there for weight loss to last. It has to be easy, it has to be pleasure-based, and we have to recognize that we overeat for really good reasons. Well, the next thing is that whatever it is, we have to forgive ourselves. Whatever our plan or our program is, it has to involve forgiving ourselves for being less than we expect ourselves to be, for being human, for screwing up, for stuffing our faces from time to time. It happens. Nobody's perfect. Whatever. We have to forgive ourselves. If you think about the concept of self-correcting, which you can learn more about in one of the early episodes of Inside Out Weight Loss, it's actually a key to this program. Implicit in the concept of self-correcting is forgiving ourselves, is forgiveness. We have to look back at that moment of making the decision that we're not so happy about and look underneath the behavior, lift up the blanket of the behavior and look underneath and find that under there is this really beautiful, hidden, positive intention. Shimmering, shiny, positive intention under that battered up, beaten old blanket are the jewels that part of us was trying to give ourselves. And so we say, wow, we were just trying to do something really nice for ourselves, give ourselves these wonderful gifts that are so fabulous. Gosh, that's really nice now that I think about it. The method was no good. The delivery method didn't work, but there was a positive intention. There was a beautiful, bejeweled positive intention underneath that. Well, I like that. So I'm going to forgive myself for not getting it right this time because, you know, I'm a human being and I learned these old coping behaviors at a time when they probably were the best that I could do, probably a long time ago, by the way. And now I get to update. How cool is that? It may take me a few tries. It may take me a whole bunch of tries, but the trend is going to be positive because I'm focusing on those jewels. I'm focusing on those beautiful gifts. In other words, we have to forgive ourselves for being overweight. We have to forgive ourselves for overeating every time because forgiveness is the door to freedom. It's that simple. Until we forgive ourselves, we carry around that heavy burden. We carry around the extra weight of our guilt. Forgiving ourselves sets us free. It's practical. All right. So we got through number 4, and there are 5 on my list of keys, simple keys, to keeping it off for good. And alas, we have run out of time for today, but that gives us something to look forward to in episode 102. Because this last one is a doozy. This last one is big. Big, big, big. Just like the gifts awaiting you as you end your struggle. Ooh la la. That brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you for being present. I have some goodies for you, and they can be found at my website, reneemethod.com. There are three incredibly powerful guided journeys there that can accelerate your success by taking you deep and transforming the causes of your struggle. That's reneemethod.com. Look under products. And while you're there, download the free manifesting meditation that will give me your email address so I can let you know about the new products and programs that are coming your way. By the way, if you want to send me a message or call in and leave me a message with a question about your journey, something that you'd love for me to coach you on personally, leave a message at 206-350-5333 or send an email to renee@personallifemedia.com. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and I am on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, enabling you to develop and share your abundant soul's gifts. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.